O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain. Here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football.
Juste was much more than the light in his eyes. I was lucky enough to be one of the people who saw that look in his eyes. I could not have imagined one day I would have been one-on-one with Juste Fontaine. When he was talking and he was getting into full flow, talking about life or football, he had this look. It was a look that just radiated light.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would have been an allegory for lightning in the sky. Juste, a whirling dervish of a striker. During the 1958 World Cup, he set fire to opposing defenses. Scoring 13 times, he lit the way for France to reach the last four. Jackie Planchard, a future PSG player, followed the entire epic journey of Les Bleus on the family radio.
I listened to the entire World Cup in Sweden in 1958. I was just 11 and a half then. It was amazing for the older generation that this French team, which was on holiday, found itself in the semifinals. Juste was a substitute, but ended up playing. He started scoring goals, and just more and more followed. There was no time to second guess. He just kept going from all sorts of distances and angles, whether it was tap-ins, left or right foot finishes. He was quickly in French hearts.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would have the soft hush of a bedside lamp in a child's bedroom. Juste, a loving and caring man. After PSG's training center was first inaugurated, he accompanied the new young recruits. François Brisson was one of the four musketeers with Morand, Justier, and Pelerger, rookies he later bled into the team in the thick of it in the top flight.
He was very generous in life with his players. He was very close to them. When we joined in 75, it was something exceptional. The PSG manager inviting young players to trial and then inviting the five of us who stayed on to his home. Immediately after that, it was a Sunday evening. He got into his Mercedes and told us to come home to toast you being PSG's first youth academy recruits, with champagne at his home. His wife was there too, and we were all in the living room like old friends. That stayed with me because he still had massive stature in the game. He did not have to do that. We were just kids and not even professional yet. There was another day when he took us to the cinema in Paris. I think it was for a Charles Bronson film about a vigilante.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would emerge with a raised fist, charged with a sense of collective freedom. Juste was a different type of activist. He helped establish the National Union of Professional Football Coaches and Technical Management.
Typical of Juste, he was one of the key players in setting up the players' union. It was all him, and how can I put it? He did not do politics for the sake of politics. He considered that players should belong to nobody. He felt like players got dragged left and right solely for the benefits of the presidents. What he was doing was the start of a liberation for football men who could manage their careers and contracts relative to their skills and qualities.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would embody a childish spirit nourished by innocence. Juste, mad about the technical side of the game, categorically against the idea of playing anti-football. Football was pleasure. That was his only valid equation, according to Eric Renault, who was also teammates with Brisson.
It was all about attacking. Defenders already had to be good players by that time. If need be, he preferred to win 4-2 or 4-3 rather than 1-0. Even if we conceded 2 or 3 goals, he preferred it that way. If we outscored the opposition, we deserved it since we were better. The best possible result in his eye was to outscore the other team and to score as many as possible.
Juste built his teams to attack. Attacking players came first. Sometimes there were 5 or 6. Redon, Bianchi, Mpele, Darleb, Brisson, and Piasecki. 6. There were only 4 more positions left, so you had to have the ball. That is why we were inconsistent away. But a game at Parc des Princes could be like a bullfight. There was panache too. But like Giusto, years of panache and being carefree.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would sink on a bed of evocative lyrics. Giuste, an eloquent manager, his shoulders draped in black mink and with a cigar in his mouth, yet wrapped in his tracksuit. His was an explosive look with words that truly resonated.
He had his ways of capturing us. Individually, he was quick to identify with us.
He was a leader. Everything that he said was remarkable.
For PSG, Giuste is the man who oversaw the club's rise. From his first season as manager, he enabled the Parisian team to reach the summit.
His speech before a promotion game was 30 seconds long. He got us in the center circle at Camp des Loges and told us clearly, you have a choice. You either play in front of 3,000 people at Camp des Loges next year, or you play in front of 30,000 at Parc des Princes. It's up to you.
In his own way, and with his good nature and humor, he had a way with words, too. It was a tough season, especially the second half. We lost just one game and went up. It was no coincidence.
If he were a fable, Fontaine would have been well of emotional depth. Giuste, a sentient human, sodden, held up by those close to him, and seemingly near the end, heart-stopping. When flirting with victory, next to his trusty sidekicks, President Daniel Hechter and his assistant Robert Vico.
He was carried triumphantly by one or two of us. His shirt was unbuttoned. He was sweating and he couldn't sit still. After he'd gone back to the locker rooms, the doctors told him to take a breather for a few seconds.
The harder that we seem, the softer we actually are. I never forgot that. In hardness, how badly he wanted to excel and be better at everything. In accuracy, there was a gentleness, an understanding, a tolerance, an emotion. He made you, as they say, watery-eyed. You cried with happiness.
Giuste, always in the making. Full of laughter and always outgoing.
We were finishing eating. It was around midnight. We were not going straight to sleep. We ended up staying up until 3 in the morning, just listening to his funny stories for a few hours. Each time he told one, he'd then say, that reminds me of this other one. It was hours of history, and we could have made an act out of it. It blew you away.
Giuste, forever.
He left an indelible mark. I think that even with an expanded World Cup, it will be difficult for a player to score 13 goals. They say that all records are there to be broken, but I think that one will stand for a long time to come.
Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.